Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And for the last time before Easter, the satellite is in place, so we're going to have a chat to our good friend and host of the 1% Club, which was on earlier in the week. It is the great Jim Jefferies. How are you, Jim?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you going?
Good. Can I ask what your plans are for Easter? What do you do? Are you highly religious?
I have a 2-year-old, so I'll have an Easter egg hunt, right? You do that? You have the hunt, and the kids go out in the yard and they get the hunt. There's two theories. You've got that one parent that will hide the things so that no one ever finds them. So around July, you find an egg underneath the barbecue, and you're just like, what's that doing there? And then you got the parent that puts no effort in whatsoever and just scatters them around the grass, like throws them, just like a hunt, you say. You're tripping over the bastards, right? So, but we My wife does this thing because she doesn't want the kids to eat too much chocolate, so she buys these plastic eggs, and then she puts toys inside the eggs rather than the chocolate, which isn't a bad idea. So you get like an Xbox car or something like that.
It's all about the chocolate. It's all about too bad.
Yeah, but all we've got is American chocolate here. Yeah, American chocolate's not good. So you'd rather.
How do you go with that? How do you put up with that? It must be tough for you.
I import the chocolate. I get it brought in from Australia. I got a bag of red frogs just over there. When did they get rid of the green frogs? I tried to buy a packet of green frogs. They've gone just down to red. And then I had to Google Allen's frogs. And then they go, there was a brief moment there for a couple of months where they did the frog family, where they worked in a pineapple frog, which isn't a euphemism, right? They worked in a pineapple frog just in the middle. There was never a pineapple frog in the wild. No, I'll tell you this. Have you ever bought yourself a birdie beetle outside of a show bag? Have you ever seen a birdie beetle in the wild?
Never.
They're only in bag form.
And that's the way that's their natural habitat. If David Attenborough was doing a documentary on the birdie beetle, he would be telling you it only comes in bag.
Here is the birdie beetle. It's a carob-like chocolate filled with honeycomb and/or glass. What was my favourite?
It's like the dung bit. What was your favourite go-to as a kid when you used to go down and you'd get your mixed lollies? I liked a must stick. I thought that was essential.
I didn't mind a must stick. Yeah, I used to eat Redskins. Yeah. What are they called now? They've obviously been changed. They would have. Been.
That would have to have been changed.
They're the Redskins. There was a Milky one.
Caramello Bears were the best ones. Caramello Bears.
You just call them Caramello Bears? Caramello Koala. No one's ever called it a Caramello Bear in the history of Caramello Koalas. What have you got there? I've got a Frederick Toad and a Caramel Bear.
I used to like the fake teeth as well. Put them in your mouth and then chew on the teeth after
Teeth, that was great fun before you finally woofed them. You'd spend a good 5-10 minutes.
The lips were a good one. But I've got to give it up for Allen's. No one does. All those Haribo stuff, they can go F themselves. No good. Yep. All the other fine. The only good chews is Allen's. Allen's. And that natural company, they have a go. They have a go. Mm. But I'm going to advertise Allen's here for free. They're the Lululemons of candy. Oh, I'm telling you, you get a bag of Pythons, you're off to a good day.
Oh yeah, yeah. What about in the ice cream department? What was it go to? I think in our day the reigning champs were like the Eskimo Pies and the Gay Times, both of which controversially probably have to change their names now too.
Well, they tried to change the name of the Gay Time, right? They did. They went. They put an effort in after they changed the name of the cheese, right? The cheese name, right? After they changed that, they went after the Gay Time, but there was a group that went down to the factory and stopped the first trucks leaving out, and they said, "Don't you dare! We love Gay Times." And you know who it was? It was the gays. God bless them. They actually worked together. Thank you, gays. Thank you for everything you do. Because the Gay Time preceded the homosexuals being called gay. It was before that, right? So if anyone should cancel anyone, the Gay Time would have an argument. But it's been bigger than that. But I went back to Australia and they had the Gay Time bites in the bag where they were just like a sack of Gay Times like that.
Oh, yeah.
Geez, Australia, you're a go-ahead country. Well done. Well done.
We used to have the Neapolitan, was it? Neapolitan ice cream with the chocolate.
And the strawberry. And yeah, whoever, you'd go in and there'd just be vanilla left. Someone would have hacked out both sides of the...
I was just saying the Neapolitan, that was the last time, maybe I've just become a rich prick, right? But that's the last time I ate ice cream in a great big tub. Yes. Right, everything's now in the your Häagen-Dazs size. You get a pint of ice cream, right? No one buys a four-gallon tub of ice cream. Yeah, a gallon. It was a gallon, right? No one buys the one that fills your freezer up completely. Now that tub was so big that I used to have a magpie when I went to school that used to swoop down and hit me in the head as I went to the bus stop, right? So what I did was I used to take a Neapolitan ice cream tub, put it on my head to defend myself, leave it at the bus stop, right? Come back on the bus, put it back on my head, and then leave it at the front of my house.
What a time to live.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. All right, now what about
you
this?
You tried doing that with a Häagen-Dazs tub. You'll never get it done. You just look like you're wearing a small fez.
And we're chatting away with Jim Jefferies and right now reminiscing about all the stuff we loved as kids. Before the introduction of the Frisbee, the only option you had was the lid from an ice cream container. We used to piff those around the back garden, and I remember the Frisbee came in and I go, that's totally unnecessary. Why are you
150 years old? You remember the invention of the Frisbee. I'm telling you, Frisbees are older than you. I don't have to Google that. They were invented in Back to the Future 3 when he went back in time from the Frisbee Pie Company and he chucked them across it. That's what happened. No, there's no way you're older than the bloody Frisbee. You're older than the Aerobee. The Aerobee, the circular disc. But you're not older than the Frisbee.
I'm telling you right now, Jefferies, that I have no memory.
Next, you'll be claiming the boomerang.
Well, the Frisbee was 1948.
How many times did you take a boomerang to school to have it confiscated? Yeah. Can you imagine today, like you'd be sent home, you'd be dispelled, but you take a boomerang, you get half an hour out of it before some kid got hit in the noggin, and all of a sudden you'd be marched off like the Cooler King.
The boomerang was an aggressive throwing implement, right? Oh. Hard wood. It's the last thing you want to come back to you. You know, exactly. If you could throw it at someone and hurt them. But it's like if you had a gun and you went, and the bullets come back to you. Oh, the back to your bullets.
That's not good. All right, what about this? We were talking about desserts. Sara Lee, did you know that Sara Lee, by the way, is my hall pass, Sara Lee has been disbanded. They tried to, and then someone bought it back, didn't they? I think Sara Lee's back.
I think they're coming back.
Sara Lee used to have that Bavarian cake, which I've never seen anywhere since or before on any dessert, which is just a chocolate slab and a bit of cookie crumble. But they used to have a Sara Lee factory that was out, I believe, on the Central Coast. Like, it was quite far out, but it was about an hour drive out of Sydney. And one time at a school excursion, we all went to the Sara Lee factory. Now, other kids, my mother was what you call fat person, right? Great big human being, right?
Yes.
Right? She's long gone now. I assume she's not anymore. Anyway, she was a large woman, my mother. And she was cremated, so I'm going to say she's definitely not anymore. Anyway, we went to the Sara Lee factory, and they have a reject shop, right? At the back of the Sara Lee factory where things that were overfilled or didn't weigh right, a couple of deformed donuts, things like that, and where they'd sell you a pint of ice cream for a dollar. Now, every other kid just bought themselves one pint of ice cream for $1 and then just on that 1 hour bus ride, sat at home, sat there eating their ice cream on the way back. What a great school excursion.
Yeah.
Not me. My mum had sent me a shopping list and she'd give me 30 bucks, right? And she gave me some ice bags. So I'm there carrying so much ice cream and Bavarian cakes and those jam rolls and everything like that. I couldn't finish them on the bus ride.
You've come home like a pack mule. You're like mulling stuff from Sara Lee factory.
I came back with 30 items from Sara Lee. I had these extra bags, like, you know, those striped bags that poor people use when they have to get kicked out of their homes. I've been there, right? And then filled with like ice and all that sort of stuff. And then I fill it up with all this stuff. And then I get home with 10 tubs of ice cream. My mother did. You didn't get any chocolate, and I was like, I just got what I could, Mum. I didn't have any deformed chocolate at the time. And I remember one of my older brothers looked at me and he goes, "You got off easy. Mum gave me $40 when I went." I complain.
Well,
he complained so much that he couldn't lift everything that my mum actually was a bit soft on me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, these are great memories, of course, on the cusp of Easter, where everyone is going to be woofing chocolate and doing it amongst friends. I'm going to say goodbye to you, Jim Jefferies, for the last time before Easter. What's happening with the 1% Club? Are you taking a break? Are you back? When are you back?
I have one more episode coming up next Tuesday. I believe they're going to be airing some of the British versions, and we're going to be filming some more episodes around July.
Great.
So
it's an absolute winner.
We'll be back, and this is the last time I get to speak to you before Easter. It's like, kind of like when Jesus left, wasn't it? You know, like this is like the Last Supper right now, isn't it? Yeah.
We'll be back, lads.
Do
you reckon the Last Supper? Do you reckon they split the bill? I'm just putting it out there. They would have had to have someone. I didn't have the pappadoms.
Paid in cash.
He can say he's the bloody son of Christ and that type of stuff, but he can't organise a party for balls. He put everyone on one side. Like, of course Judas was angry. He couldn't join in the conversation. He was too far down.
He was trying to chat at the bar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, we say goodbye to Jim Jefferies, and we'll see you the other side. Good on you, mate.
Adios, you, brother.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.